Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Luke Voigt joins us now, who is in the midst of another good spring. I know he's. They're both hitting the ball pretty good, as a matter of fact. Luke, Mike Francesa on the Fan. Welcome. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, brother?
Good. How are things going this spring?
Everything's good, man. The body feels good. Feel like I'm getting my timing back, and came in good shape, so everything's going great so far.
And so far, you've had a very productive spring. I think, if I remember the last couple of days, Bird's also having a good spring. Everyone's watching to see how things go at first base. How do you look at things off last year and your role with the team going forward right now? What are your expectations for this season?
Well, you know, it's the first time I've really had a chance to, you know, have a starting spot. You know, coming up with St. Louis, I was always a bench player, so it's nice having that. And, you know, I just trying to roll into what I did last year into this year. And, you know, it was good to have a good off season, productive. I feel like I learned a lot last year from my hitting coaches and from the guys I play with. And like I said, I was just trying to roll into it and, you know, prove to everyone that, you know, it wasn't a fluke last year and have some fun and bring that resilience I brought last year.
Luke, it was great what you did here last year. You energized the team really got a kick out of you. You could see that all the time with your at-bats and, you know, just your byplay with the team. They there's players who light up a team. You clearly did that last year. You got a ton of big hits. Yeah, you know, you were off the charts with what you did. Did you surprise yourself or what clicked? What happened?
Well, it's just finally, like, you know, I had people behind me, and they gave me some confidence, and, you know, I just did what I always did in the minor leagues. I was Luke Voigt. I wasn't trying to be anything else, and it just played how it was, and that's, you know, I can hit, man. I finally got an opportunity to play every day, and it's nice getting those consistent at-bats, and, you know, I just stay with my approach and use right field, and obviously that plays into my swing a lot, and I just had fun, man. I didn't worry about anything else. I just, you know, took my at-bats, you know, pitch by pitch, and I took games game by game, good or bad, and just tried to take every positive out of it. And, you know, I just had, you know, I was playing a little kid's game, and that's what I, you know, plan to do for the rest of my career.
Did you ever have a stretch anywhere like you had last year with the Yankees over that 150 at-bats? Had you ever had a stretch like that?
Yeah, I feel like I have. I mean, I couldn't tell you if I did or not, but I feel like I've had really good months and really good couple of months, and, you know, I've always been that consistently throughout the year and not just, you know, up and down. I try to maintain that, you know, 300, you know, I guess plateau, even though it's not really a thing in baseball anymore, but
right.
Just have those, you know, not have a back-to-back bad game, if that makes sense, and just, you know, be consistent. And like I said, if we're making a play defensively, even if I'm 0-for-4, and like taking that positive out and just hit, man. You got to get your hits.
You said you were going to work on your defense over the winter, and you wanted to be better defensively. What did you work on specific? What can you tell us you worked on specifically?
The biggest thing was my timing, making sure I was on time. I was late a lot last year with pitches, and kind of got caught flat-footed. But with doing that, you know, that's helped my. You know, I lost some weight to get more agile, so I can get to those balls that are a couple feet more to my left or right, and. You know, just be better and softer around the bag and staying down and through the ball, you know, helping my guys out on, you know, bad throws, you know, picking up the, you know, infielders or the pitchers or anything. And just trying to become an overall better player. And I worked on my defense just as much as I did my hitting, and that's something I never really did. So, I'm really trying to take a lot of pride in it, and so far it's going really well.
Talking with Luke Voigt, who had a sensational year last year when he came to the Yankees, really just an amazing run over those 150 at-bats when he was here. He couldn't have played better. He was just unbelievable with an OPS over 1, just a remarkable run. What was the highlight for you last year? Was there one hit, one game, one thing that stuck out that you thought about all winter when you're driving along somewhere, gave you kind of goosebumps that you remember that moment? Was there one moment for you last year?
Yeah, I would definitely. Well, I would say the biggest one was obviously that that it hit that, you know, against Oakland, against Trent, and that 9-pitch at bat I had, just grinding out, and then finally, you know, coming through with my first ever triple, which probably won't happen again, but you never know. And also, like, getting my first hit with the Yankees against Luis Avellano of the White Sox. Just, you know, it's, you know, I never thought I'd be playing for the Yankees, and, you know, to finally get a hit, and I feel like kind of took a lot of stress off my shoulders to, you know, get that out of the way and, you know, just play my game.
How about, you know, do you feel like it's your job and, you know, and that's the way it is? Or does it feel like it's a competition with Bird? Everyone's looking to see how you do and Bird does and what the Yankees do. We've been waiting for Bird for years. Then you come along and were dynamic last year. Do you feel it's a competition? Do you look at it as a competition with Bird right now?
I mean, everyone's making it like a competition. I mean, we're kind of playing every other day, and I get it. He's been here. He's been a big prospect for the Yankees, and he's had, you know, opportunities. And, you know, I don't see how, you know, I couldn't get the opportunity after what I did last year unless I just couldn't hit at all in spring training. But, I mean, the guy's coming out swinging, and, you know, it's a friendly battle. He's, you know, it's a good friend of mine.
Talk about it? Do you kid about it, or is it kind of thing that it's unsaid kind of thing?
It's not. I mean, we don't even really bring it up because it's stuff that, you know, we can't control. All we can do to control is our, you know, at bats and what we do on the field. So, you know, whatever happens, happens. You know, and I hope he has a good spring too. You know, and I don't want to wish bad upon a player. So.
Listen, in any walk of life, there's competition for jobs. That's the way life is. I mean, no matter what job it is. Right, but, I mean, with baseball players, you guys are, you know, at the time you're young, you got to hang out together. So can you be friendly while this goes on, or does it make it tough?
No, I don't think it makes it tough. You know, we both come in, get our stuff done. You know, and I tell you what, sometimes there's not even enough time in the day to see everybody in our freaking clubhouse because you're always doing stuff.
Right.
And it's spring training, so you're trying to get all your stuff done and, you know, get out of there. And, you know, we haven't really talked about it, but, I mean, I've talked to him plenty, and it's never even been about that. I mean, we're talking about life, fishing, or, you know, pitcher, whoever's pitching that day. It's just, you know, small talk. So.
And both guys are off the fair. I mean, you're both doing well. You're both hitting the ball. You both got, you know, he's hitting 400. You're hitting 300 with a couple of home runs. So you're both doing the job right now. And listen, you're going to be, I mean, I think it's he's got to battle in and earn some at-bats. You are the incumbent off last year. They're going to give you a chance off last year because you were just so dynamic, they'd be crazy not to. I mean, I don't think there's any question you're going to be there and with this team. That's not even an issue.
Yeah, no, and I'm just, you know, it's crazy how fast the spring's going, and, you know, I'm ready to get things rolling, man.
What'd you take from last year? What'd you take from your time here, the way the playoffs went, you know, the team you were on, and tell me what you took from last year and the whole thing as the postseason and everything else?
Just the tradition and, you know, the type of guys that they bring into this clubhouse. I mean, if you know, I gel with these guys, I feel like, after being with them for, like, 4 or 5 days, didn't really feel like I had to prove anyone. They didn't treat me any different.
No, they loved you.
I know.
Really,
awesome.
They got the biggest kick out of you last year. You could see the dugout during the game when you got a big hit. They'd be going crazy. You really charged up that team last year.
Yeah, and it's awesome when guys, like, you know, you don't really have a connection, and it's just like, you know, it's like your long-lost brother that you never knew. And this team is, you know, from top to bottom, from, you know, Gary to Didi to Judge to Stanton to guarded down the line, all those guys were the same, and, you know, and they want to win, and it's a winning clubhouse, and that's something I've always prided myself on too, is, you know, winning, you know, you want to win, and I want to win a World Series, and, you know, hopefully we can win a lot of them, but everyone's here to get their job done, and if they don't do it, you know, the next man up mentality, and it's pretty special, because I feel like you don't really see these clubhouses very often. There's no me guys, everyone's a team.
All right, Didi's down, unfortunately. Terlewitzki's here, though. So, how has he looked? You're over there. You got a bird's eye view. How has Terlewitzki looked?
He's a stud, man. I actually got his autograph.
Did you really?
Yeah, he signed a bat for me. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, listen, coming up, he was a big star. No
question.
That's
what I'm saying. Yeah. I was like, dude, in high school, I think I had your jersey. I was like a big fan of his.
That's pretty cool, though, you know, because that's true. Think about how big a star he was a couple of years ago.
I know, man. I mean, he even said it himself. He's like, if I only got hurt, like, I was on a path to, you know, potentially become a Hall of Famer, man.
Has he looked good so far?
Yeah, man. He can pick it, man. He still makes those throws off his back foot like Jeter did. It looks the exact same. He feels good, and he's got two bombs, man. It's he's swinging the bat, so I'm happy for him.
And how long does it take you to get a good feel with a first baseman? I mean, with a second baseman, so you know Torres's range. You know how far you can go for a ball before you're going too far. That kind of stuff. Did you get that last year in the short time you were here, or did you need this year for that?
You know, you try to pick it up as you go, and you know the shifts played a big part into that now.
Right.
There's always, it's just more of just noticing where he's at, if he's playing, you know, in right field or if he's playing up the middle, and if they're, you know, shifting him over. And it's nice having DJ come over here too, because he's a Gold Glover and he's vocal on the field, and he's a stud, man, too. It's
There's a lot of talent, right? There's a lot of guys
that it's going to be hard to find them spots in the lineup, man.
That's the thing about being a Yankee. You know they're always bringing talent in. You know that.
Yeah. There's a lot of good guys, and there's a lot of good guys in the minor leagues that, you know, I've been seeing playing around here too. So it's a really good clubhouse so far, and I'm just excited to get things rolling here.
You were on a team that won 100. We're talking with Luke Voit. You were on a team that won 100 games last year but didn't win. Is this a better team, or is it the same team? I know Didi's hurt, but is it a better team than last year? Is it the same? Is it look like the same team, or what do you think?
Yeah, I think we're a lot better team, obviously, with the additions in our bullpen. I mean, we got Paxton, we re-signed J.A., and you know, we got Tulo and DJ. I mean, our nine-hole hitter, whoever it is this year, probably be hitting third for any other team. I mean, it's that impressive. And to see what, you know, this team can do, I think the sky's the limit. It's going to be a scary year. And, you know, I think Judge said the other day, like, I think we'll crush that home run record that we
had
last
year. Yeah, he did say that. You know, it's funny. They hit – last year they broke the home run record. And if you take Sanchez, Stanton, and Judge – they were down 61 homers combined from the year before from their three totals. So think about that. If they had anywhere near what they had the year before, what the number would be.
It's scary. That might be something that'll never get broken again.
You know, think about this, though. You come in here and have the kind of year that's almost – it's a dream. I mean, you really, with the numbers you put up. In the winter – you probably got asked every day, hey, can you do that again? Can you do that again? The first thing I asked Cash, is he a one-hit wonder or is he the real thing? And he said, I think he's the real thing. You know, how many times has that gone through your head this year about trying to duplicate what you did last year?
I think that's just me not trying to get a big head and just, you know, have Luke Voit tell a story for Luke Voit and not, you know, try to be Aaron Judge or, you know, try to be Giancarlo Stanton. I mean, I got to stay within myself, stay with my approach, and just prove to the world that I can hit. You know, I don't want to be a fluke, and I'm going to be working my butt off in the weight room and on the field and in the cages and stuff to, you know, try to get better. And that's what my, you know, this offseason was getting better at every, you know, possible thing I can. And I think that's what every player's mindset should be. And it's feeling good right now. Obviously, there's stuff to work on still, but, you know, we still got a couple more weeks of spring training. So get all that, you know, tightened up and ready to go.
Did you run into anybody from your old team, like the Cardinals, saying, man, what happened? You went over there last year and went crazy. Did anybody say that to you?
Well, I'm actually excited. They're coming here tomorrow, so it'll be good to see those guys.
That's good. I mean, because think about it. You leave the team, and all of a sudden you come here, and boom, everything goes crazy.
I know. I came up with DeJong and Bader and, you know, Dakota Hudson and Flaherty and, you know, all those guys that are making a name for themselves, and it's just awesome to get an opportunity, because it was very frustrating last year going up and down and, you know, not getting a lot of opportunity. And for a team to, you know, take a chance on you, and for them, for like the analytical part from the coaching staff to, you know, the front office all coming up to me saying like they were so happy, they thought, you know, they got a steal from me in that trade. So
they did say, listen, they were confident about it from the beginning. They were like, we know this guy can hit. So they were right. They said they weren't shocked by this, which, you know, is saying something if they, you know, that, because to have a guy explode like this. When you first heard it was the Yankees, were you thinking, oh, man, I'm not going to get a chance? Or were you happy? Or were you thinking that's going to be a tough place for me to get time? Or were you thinking, wow, it's the Yankees?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, it's a lot, especially trying to figure out the whole city and the subway and getting around. And
did you figure it out?
An extra hour. Yeah. It took me a little bit. But I knew that Greg had been struggling. I didn't really have a first baseman, so I knew I was gonna, you know, kind of get a chance. So, and then you know, I kind of took it and ran with it.
You sure did. And so, did you take the subway up every day? Is that how you got to the ballpark?
I did, and then I started getting noticed, and I kind of shut that down real quick. But
yeah,
I figured
now,
it out.
Now you're way too famous to be taking the subway every day. You know that?
I don't know if I'm famous, but yeah.
Well, listen, good luck. You know what? Bert's a good guy, too, so everyone's rooting for both of you, and hopefully it all works out. And again, congratulations on last year, and good luck the rest of the spring.
I appreciate it, and thank you.
Thank you. Take care. Luke Voit, who, again, is off to a good start. I mean, if you look at the numbers, he's, not that it matters, but he's 2 home runs and 5 RBIs, hitting 308. He's got a 1.1 OPS in spring. Bird is hitting 462 with 1 home run, 3 RBIs, and is a 1.4 OPS. So they're both raking. And, hey, if they bring both guys north, you know, the problem with this is you got LeMahieu. How many, where are you going to get him that much playing time? You know, these things have a way of working themselves out. But there are a lot of teams are going to call the Yankees about Greg Bird. Yankees right now, if they knew something was wrong with Severino, Bird could wind up in a package if they wound up and made a big trade. He could wind up in a package. You know, he just could. But the Yankees have always liked him. Hey, here's the thing about Bird. Bird's had 576 major league at-bats. In those 570 major league at-bats, he has 32 doubles, 31 homers, and 97 RBIs. That's productivity. And he's had some big postseason hits. A lot of teams would want to take Greg Bird and put him at first base. And Voit's swinging again.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.